phone jumps up in your lap and says, "Answer me, please."
Hello? Yes, this is Alice.
But Robbie's gone to the library. And if it's Ruth, he's on his way.
Oh, excuse me. Hey, Robbie.
Yeah?
The new one.
Oh, it's
Bonnie.
Oh, hi, Bonnie. Pages 68 to 70. Yeah, all the inverted fractions. It's okay. Bye. That was Bonnie Mortensen. She's trying to get up enough nerve to ask me to do a dance, and so she pretends she forgot her homework assignment.
Well, now, that's a nice, modest appraisal of the situation. Why don't you melt that down into a napkin ring or something?
Bonnie, I think you've practiced enough. Why don't you put the trumpet to bed for the night?
Okay, Dad.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me something?
Well, I don't know. What is it, Chip?
What was my mother like?
Well, I've told you, Chip, but maybe you've forgotten it was quite a while ago. What makes you ask right now?
Well, you know Miss Berger, my teacher?
Huh?
She gave me a homework assignment to write a composition called What My Mother Means to Me. And I've been thinking about it all night, and I don't know what to write.
Well, maybe Mrs. Bergen would let you write about something else, Chip.
Boy, you don't know Miss Bergen. When she gives you a homework assignment, you better do it and don't ask questions.
Well, I think if she knew you didn't have a mother, Chip, she'd have given you another assignment. Would you like me to call her at school tomorrow?
Heck no. Do you want all the fellas to think I'm a skunky kid or something?
A skunky kid?
Yeah, that's a kid who lets his parents talk to the teacher.
Oh, I see. Well, Chip, you had a wonderful mother. And she loved us all very much. I can remember so many things she used to do that... I really think you ought to talk to Mrs. Bergen, Chip. Maybe she'd even let you pick something you'd like to write about. But right now, I think maybe you'd better scoot up to bed, huh? It's your bedtime.
Boy, I better think of something by next week, or else I'll get my name on the board for being a duty shirker.
A duty shirker?
Yeah. If you get 3 duty shirkers, you get sent to the principal's office. And he tells you how disturbed you're making him.
Good night, Chip.
Good night, Dad. Come on, Dad.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be in bed?
She was.
Oh, she was the greatest. It's been a long time. I've forgotten a lot. Why, Chip?
I don't know. I was just wondering.
Oh.
She sure was pretty. What color was her hair?
Well, I guess you'd say sort of halfway between yours and mine.
Come in. Oh, hi, Mike.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
I'm afraid we got a problem.
No, huh?
You know, I'm kind of worried about Chip. Tonight he asked me all kinds of questions about Mom.
Oh.
It seems he's got a composition to write.
Yeah, I know. I suggested that he ask Miss Bergen if he couldn't write about something else. He even offered to call her, but he wouldn't let me.
Well, he couldn't. He'd be a dirty rat if he did.
No, no, they've changed that. This year, he'd be a skunky kid.
Well, what did you finally tell him? About Mom, I mean.
Well, I told him to work it out for himself.
Oh, Dad, you didn't.
Yeah, I'm afraid I did.
Well, Dad, don't you know that you... psychologically, you've got to give children answers. You probably led Chip down... some dark canyon of frustration.
Well, Tramp's probably with him, so I don't imagine you'd be lost.
Dad, I'm serious.
I was just making a joke. You know, Mike, books are great for learning, but they can't always solve all our problems for us. I have enough faith in you and Rob to know that you can probably work most things out for yourselves. And I think maybe Chip's old enough now to do the same thing.
I
think you're wrong. But if you do follow up on this, you know, I'd be glad to help you in any way I can.
Thanks, Mike.
Good night, Jeff.
Good night.
Oh, this is okay, Miss Piper.
Haven't we been here long enough?
Uh-uh. If she doesn't do something pretty quick, I want my lizard back.
I'll take a bath or something, but it's too close to dinner time.
What are you boys talking about?
Chip's got to write a composition.
Oh? What's in the box? See?
My new lizard.
New lizard? You get that horrible beast out of my kitchen.
Jeepers, Mom.
You heard what I said. Hubert Blakesley Pfeiffer, get it out of here. And go and practice your piano.
Oh, God, Mom.
I am not going to pay $3 a week for piano lessons so you can stare at a lizard. Now do what I say before I really lose my temper. Fudzie has to practice now, Chip.
Yeah, I know. How come you make him play the piano?
Because I think it's best for him.
Yeah, but he hates it.
That's really no affair of yours, Chip.
Is that all you do is fix dinner and wash dishes and clean up junk?
That's all any mother does, really, Chip. Fudzie will be at least a half an hour at the piano.
Yeah. Well, I better go get my lizard back.
Oh, so it was your lizard.
Yeah. He traded you for him.
That's fine. What did you say, Chip?
Well, see, I gotta write this composition called What My Mother Means to Me. And I don't have a mother, so I borrowed you.
You borrowed me?
Yeah, I thought it'd be okay if I borrowed you to write about. Well, I better go get my lizard.
You'll do no such thing. Fudzie, how can you sit in there playing a piano when you have a guest? I'll call your house and tell him you're staying for dinner.
What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, Fudzie. I told you the next time you left your bike in the driveway that you couldn't ride it for a week. You're lucky I didn't run over it.
Oh, gee, Dad, I just forgot.
It wasn't his fault, honey. He started to move it, but I asked him to empty the trash.
What are you talking about? You clobbered him for leaving his bike in the driveway last week.
You mustn't exaggerate in front of Sudsy's guests.
Oh, it's okay, Miss Pfeiffer.
Oh!
What's happened now?
I cut my finger.
The way you were cutting that meat, I'm surprised you didn't cut your hand off.
Let me see.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Ruth, it's nothing.
Oh, Fudzie cuts his finger, and you say it's nothing. Come, Fudzie, dear. Let Mother take you out and put a little antiseptic on it.
What's going on around?
Young man.
Hi.
Hi.
Hiya, Chipper.
Hi, Squirt. Let's do the oral.
Well, how's the dinner?
Real neat. Hey, Dad, you know what?
What?
We had dessert first, and it sure makes the rest of the stuff taste better.
Hey, what happened to these pants?
Oh, I stopped to shinny up a tree in front of Sudsy's house. I guess I shinnied down faster than I shinnied up.
I just passed those pants last week.
Hey, pull the pants leg up. Let's take a look at the knee.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, you skinned it a little. You better go up and wash it, Chip, and put a little antiseptic on it.
Isn't there anybody going to help me?
Oh, don't be a baby, Chip.
No, maybe we should hire a trained nurse.
I think you're old enough to do it yourself.
It sure would be neat to have a mother.
There, you see? I tell you, Dad, we have a problem.
Yeah. I wish you had a mother too, Chip. But you don't. I know you think things are kind of rough around here once in a while, but most of the time they're not too bad, are they?
When Sudsy's father yells at him, his mother always sticks up for him. Around here, nobody's on my side.
Oh, we're all on your side, Chip.
No, you're not.
And I'll just bet you that when Sudsy does something really wrong, his mother doesn't always stick up for him.
I didn't do anything wrong, but you all yelled at me. I didn't mean to tear my pants.
We know you didn't mean to. And look, Chip, even a mother sometimes gets angry with her children, but that doesn't mean she doesn't love them.
Yeah, Spiker did get pretty sore about the lizard.
Well, you see.
It's only shirt tail Mary with some raiment for designers.
Now, Chip, I think things will look a little brighter in the morning.
Yeah, I guess so. I think I better try a few more mothers before I start writing.
Good night, Chip.
How come you just flop on the bed with your shoes on?
I don't know.
Lying there with your feet all over the spread. You don't know, huh? Well, if you slip into your pajamas and wash your hands and brush your teeth and get into bed in about 2.5 minutes, I'll tell you a story about how I wiped out a whole Indian band all by myself.
Goodbye, Beulah, dear.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Mom.
Hello, children.
Oh, Diane, honey, I got so tired out this morning at the beauty parlor that I didn't have a chance to make the bed. Would you run up and do that for Mother, dear? But first, would you wash the breakfast dishes and set the table for dinner? And Chip, while Diane is busy, why don't you grab that carpet sweeper over there and run it up and down the hall a few times? And darling, when you're through with the beds, bring Mother her purse. The traffic was so heavy on the way home this morning that I didn't stop at the market. And I thought you and Chip could pick up some frozen TV dinners for tonight. Okay?
That's a good girl.
I think I've barred her long enough, Diane. I'll see you later.
Gee, you got a lot of toys.
Yeah, my mom bought them for me.
Weren't you sick or something?
Nah. She brings me stuff like this all the time. Want to play train?
Sure.
Hey, that's me. You want to run it?
Okay. Where's your mom?
This is her day for playing bridge. She won't get home till after dinner.
You mean you have to eat alone?
Yeah, but she leaves junk for me to heat up.
Where's your dad?
He travels all the time because he has to sell stuff.
Can I come over tomorrow and see your mom?
No, because that's her day for golf. I got enough tracks to go clear out to the garage.
That's swell, Freddie. How about the next day?
No, because then she goes to the beach club. I got the neatest mom in the whole world.
Yeah, Freddie, you sure have. Hey, Rob, how do you spell spinach?
Spinach. S-P-I-N-I-C-H.
Heck, I had it wrong. I had S-P-I-N-A-C-H.
What are you writing?
My composition.
What composition?
But what about what my mother means to me? I borrowed a whole bunch of mothers, but they're all clunky.
Hey, Chip, watch how I can make my bicep muscle jump.
Yeah. Rob?
Yeah?
We still had our mother. You think she'd spank us?
Well, sure. If we got out of line. That's what mothers are for.
What else are they for?
Oh, I don't know. All kind of junk.
Do they tuck you in and make you say your prayers and tell you stories and stuff?
I suppose so. You know, Chip, you shouldn't sit around so much. You're going to turn into a 10-year-old ball of flab.
I guess they're always kissing their kids, huh?
Oh.
Mothers.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't remember too much about it. This is a good exercise for your leg muscles.
Do they let you have dogs?
Well, some of them do and some of them don't. Hey, what are you doing, writing down everything I tell you?
Some of it. I'm leaving out the junk about your muscles, though.
Well, how can you write a composition about mothers when you don't even have them?
Well, it isn't easy.
To be at the school in 20 minutes. Come on.
Glenn, Dad, I gotta get somebody to go to the dance with. Betty Jane Metz just conked out on me.
Well, you can work on that later. You haven't even got your shoes on.
But what's so important about going to a PTA meeting for chess class?
We've already settled it. Now, here are your shoes and the shoehorn. Now, get them on.
But, gee, Dad, why do I have to go to all of his meetings when it was bad enough going to all of mine?
What are you moaning about? I had to go to all mine, all yours, and all Chip's.
Well, if you want to look at it that way, I had to go to all mine, all yours, all Robbie's, and all Chip's.
You guys are pikers. They voted me a life membership.
What's so special about this one?
Mrs. Bergen sent a note home saying the Douglas family has a surprise in store for it, so we're all going to be there. Settled?
Settled.
Oh, settled.
Settled?
I'm one of
the early
settlers. All right. Hello? Oh, hi, Bunny. Oh, listen, I can't talk to you right now because we got to go to this PTA thing and Chip's going to meet us there at school and it's a whole big deal.
Yes, go to the dance. Bunny, you stood up?
Oh, Bunny, I was just thinking. Do you suppose you could go to the dance with me next Friday?
Well, who's he?
Fix this car.
Okay, but it's up to you. Yeah, so long.
That's enough.
She's not calling just for the assignments.
Well, he doesn't know anybody else. It isn't a toll call.
Oh, boy, how funny can you get?
Let's pull this out.
And that concludes the business part of our PTA meeting. May I express my thanks that so many mothers and fathers turned out tonight. And now it's my pleasure to introduce to you one of our school's most popular teachers, who has a surprise for you, Mrs. Rhoda Bergen.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I recently gave my classes an assignment to write a composition on what my mother means to me. Now, this was not in the nature of a contest, but one of the compositions touched me so deeply that I'd like to share the experience with you. Chip Douglas, would you come up on stage, please? I've been teaching children for many years, and as most of you may know, I'm now teaching the fourth grade, where Chip is spending so many happy hours. Right, Chip?
Miss Bergen, I think I'm going to be sick to my stomach.
Chip, would you read your composition entitled What My Mother Means to Me?
What My Mother Means to Me by Chip Douglas. Lots of mothers cook fancy. They put creamy stuff on spinach so you can't taste it. Mine doesn't do that. When we have spinach, we sure have spinach. If we don't like the food, my mother gives the table a big smack and says, if it's good enough for the Navy, it's good enough for you. My mother yells at us sometimes, but it's okay, because my mother also makes lots of things fun. Once in a while, we get to have pillow fights, and my mother pretends not to notice us unless we bust one of the pillows. My mother lets us have a dog right in the house with us, even though sometimes he's a lot of trouble, on account he has long hair. I also get to have lizards and turtles and all kinds of things, because my mother isn't afraid of bugs. When it's time to go to bed, my mother makes me say my prayer and tucks me in and tells me stories about Indians. Also, I think I've got the only mother on our block who can throw a football 40 yards. My mother never goes to beauty parlors on account of my mother's bald-headed. We have a happy home because we have a real neat mother. I mean my grandfather, Mr. Bubbo Casey.
I don't think we have any trouble anymore.
Well, I think maybe we have a little. Well, that was quite an evening, wasn't it, Bob?
Mmm. Good.
Say, confidentially, can you throw a football 40 yards?
Well, just to keep the record straight, no.
Well, hi, Chip.
What are you
That great big fat ounce of ice cream you kids saved for us after the PTA brawl.
Yeah, I don't think she'd have you more.
And why aren't you asleep?
The hall light's on.
Don't you know how to turn a switch off? Oh, well, come on.
Thank you.
Good night, Jim. Well, Chip, I'm very proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
Good night.
Good night.
Here are three good reasons to stay tuned to Nick at Night overnight. One, no shows longer than 30 minutes means you can see two in the time it would take to watch an hour show somewhere else. Two, no confusing geopolitical maps. And three, no need for 900 love lines. We've got Donna Reed next.
I'm the mother of two children. I don't have any intention of making a spectacle of myself.
On Nick at Night overnight.